This is Chaim Goldman, executive producer and host of The Peak, and this is Peak Elevated. We are speaking today with Linda Weiss, who's the president of Community Cultural Collective, founder of the Colorado Springs Conservatory, and also has just received in 2023 the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce Business Leader of the Year Award, I guess is how we say it. We just finished up our broadcast interview with Linda. And as I like to do, I say, now what do you really want to talk about? Mm. And we're going to continue talking about creativity, what it means to be creative, and also how important it is to have access to things creative so that we can experience and express it ourselves. So let's start with creativity. Linda, what does that mean to you? What does the word mean to you when you think about it within yourself and within others?
Well, I've been very fortunate to have been encouraged to be creative, although when you're brought up as a classically trained musician, that's probably not, it's more about the correct notes at the correct time. But I always had great teachers that encouraged me to create, to write my own music, to put together groups that could come together and create even more music. I know how powerful that is. I think when I think about creativity, I back into the work that I've done with early childhood, and it has become probably the most significant part of my life and the most important, because, you know, our first writing utensils were crayons and our first instrument was our voice. And somewhere, and this is my experience over 30 years with the conservatory too, somewhere around 7, we're told that we're either good or we're not. Mm. And so we take that with us the rest of our life. And you might not realize it, but also, you know, I've had enough adult students who say, oh, my choir teacher told me, you know, just mouth it, you know, or, or, you know, I tried to play guitar, but, you know, after a couple months, you know, I was told that I really probably didn't have it. So along the way, it's stifled. And I don't think there's research out there and there's data that shows where in the path. But I think about someone like Taylor Swift. Okay. I love the girl when she came on the scene. I loved her because she was a great role model for the young people that I was working with. Now I look at her as a business person and I think, my God, she's speaking so many stories, and how significant is her story in that, you know, she stuck with it. She had some challenges along the way. She turned around, she demonstrated resilience, and now she's given permission to so many people to hear their story through music. And the reality is we all possess that. We all possess that. And it's who we are as mammals. It's what differentiates us from every other mammal. Although, you know, there's a lot of research that says there's other mammals that are creative and can demonstrate similar, but it's how we communicate. It's how we've told stories over history. But somewhere along the way, it's been monitored. And I'm thrilled to be in this space now where I continue to be able to work with tiny babies and their families, which is key. Because if you're not encouraging that, you know, it won't go anywhere, right? Like the family can't be giving the child the screen to play the game. It's got to be encouraged. It can be just, you know, get an instrument. It can be just singing together. It can be making up your own songs. And those are all things that we work on in my early childhood work. But when
I want you to talk about that, the Simple Gifts series.
Sure. Yeah. But when we think about the adults that we're affecting, I will start with the culinary program again, because that's where I've seen probably the most diverse abilities. You know, we've had everyone who has always wanted to work in a kitchen. Someone who's not had the ability to be creative in a kitchen, and suddenly they learn how to bring things together in such a way that they can be creative, and it's really yummy. But when I work with the early childhood teachers, it gets really emotional because, you know, I'm teaching them to bring their own creativity, what they have access to as part of their human essence, into their classroom. And if the crisis of the day is, I've got 18 kids in diapers who all need to go potty, then write your own dang potty song. Like, have fun with it. Get them away from crying. Bring that joy of music and bring that joy of what you are creating. And that brings me to the next thing of access, which you wanted to speak to as well.
Yeah, could you just briefly just tell us, because we met the Simple Gift series, and then we'll talk about the access. Just give us about 1 minute on what it was.
Sure. The Simple Gift series was a program that was birthed during COVID out of necessity, because I was teaching 30 Zoom classes a week to early childhood teachers across the state. And there were still children, though, that were missing. And so I was asked to create something that was pre-recorded. And I said, well, if it's a Zoom and your name is Chaim and you never hear me say your name Chaim, you're going to check out, even if you're 14 months old. So along with a couple of conservatory alumni whose lives stopped during COVID, we created a little television show that for the period of time went national on PBS. Wonderful. Now we've turned it into a web-based program because we're learning that teachers are using it in their classrooms and families are using it in their classrooms.
And how can people access it?
Just simplegiftseries.com.
Simplegiftseries.com.
Yep.
Okay, we got a few minutes left.
Sure.
Let's talk about access, the importance. Because a lot of cultures, you know, budgets get cut, people don't have this. And we talked about the state of the arts here. How important is access and people actually getting involved and not being passive, but active in their access?
Sure. And again, when I say access and
yeah, define that.
Yeah. It's not just being able to go to a performance. It is important. And if you look at, again, Taylor Swift, right, and you go, how could we not think music is important if that many people are finding relational stories with that experience? But access is access to, yes, performances, yes, experiences, but access to your own, having permission, giving yourself permission and giving others permission to be creative. And that access is very personal. It's access to the creative sector. I mean, sometimes we can be a little aloof. Like, you go to a gallery and you see beautiful art, like, where's the artist? And you find out the artist is just another guy like you or just another woman like you. And but it's part of who we are. And so access is almost I like to think of it more as permission to be creative.
And how do you do that when people are shut down, maybe because someone told them they weren't worth it, or they just get busy and they stop thinking of themselves as a creative person? This is why I did in our broadcast about, are you creative? And everybody can be. What do you do to inspire people? What's your pep talk?
Oh, gosh. It's first of all, I like to find the time to learn more about them and what their interests are. And then, you know, or for instance, with like the early childhood teachers, what is your situation? You know, your situation in Ellicott School District is very different than your situation in Fountain Fort Carson, for instance. And those teachers have different experiences. And I become a little bit obtuse and a little bit out on a limb and being goofy and saying, but I'm just like you. I can sit down and do the business side of it. But part of who we are as human beings is just that, is express yourself. And yes, we're all busy. But what speaks to people and where do people find their soul? Really, it's a soul searching. And a lot of times, I think lately I've had so many experiences where people have either left their jobs or they're looking for something And I say, well, where do you find that space where your soul really speaks to you?
Wonderful. That's a great way to close. We're looking for the depths of our soul and mm-hmm. to bring it to others. Linda Weiss, president of Community Cultural Collective and the Opus Workforce Programs. Thank you so much for being on The Peak.
Thank you.
I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.